The Soviet Union needs a new leader for the third time in a little more than 2 years. The official news agency TASS said ailing Soviet President Chernenko died yesterday at the age of 70. Politburo member Mikhail Gorbachev looks like the front-runner to succeed Chernenko. He's been named to oversee funeral arrangements, a task usually given to the successor. The White House said President Reagan is preparing a message of condolence to send to the Soviet Union on President Chernenko's death. Spokesman Larry Speak says Reagan was kept informed through the night about developments. National Security Advisor Robert McFarlane awoke the president at 4 a.m. Speak says Reagan and his advisors will decide today whether Reagan will go to Moscow for the funeral. He indicated the officials also are considering sending Vice President George Bush. Defense attorneys begin presenting their case today when testimony continues in the federal bombing and racketeering trial of reputed underworld enforcer Paul Leisure and five of his associates. Federal prosecutors concluded presenting their evidence Friday in the trial, which begins its seventh week today. A report may be filed today by a doctor who visited the campus of Principia College, where an outbreak of measles has been linked to two deaths and was likely the cause of a third. There have been 111 verified cases of measles at the Christian Science College in Elsa, Illinois. The Missouri House this week is expected to debate a bill that would authorize a presidential preference primary election for Missouri in 1988. Two children reported in serious condition at Cardinal Glennon Hospital with injuries suffered in a two-car head-on collision Saturday night, which killed their mother, her husband, and two others. Killed were 22-year-old Rodney Morrow, the driver of the first car, and a 23-year-old passenger, Bobby Fix, both of St. Charles County. The other victims were identified as 29-year-old Carol Edgar, driver of a station wagon, and her husband, 30-year-old Roger Edgar. Carol Edgar's children by a previous marriage, 9-year-old Dean O'Hara and his sister, 7-year-old Colleen O'Hara, were injured. It happened on the south outer road of Interstate Highway 70. Iran says its warplanes bombed Baghdad today, but Iraq says they missed. An Iraqi military spokesman says Iranian planes hit an area 19 miles away from the capital after being intercepted by Iraqi jet fighters. Israel says its troops killed 24 suspected terrorists in a raid on a village in southern Lebanon today and took a large number of prisoners. Yesterday, 12 Israeli soldiers died in a suicide truck bombing. From WILFM traffic, westbound Highway 40 at the Clayton-Warson overpass is backed up to McKnight. Eastbound 40 is stop and go between 141 and Mason and bumper to bumper between Spady and Clayton-Warson overpass. Westbound 270 is slow going between New Florissant and I-170. Heavy traffic on northbound 270 between Gravois and Manchester. Northbound 55 is moving at a crawl between Lindbergh and the Union Overpass. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge is backed up to 64. Eastbound 70 is heavy between 270 and Lambert Field and is moving at a crawl from Lucas and Hunt to Goodfellow. In sports, St. Louis Blues defeated Detroit yesterday by a score of 6-2. The Blues host the New York Islanders tomorrow night, and the Steamers are idle until Wednesday when they host the Pittsburgh Spirit. And we'll have the weather forecast right after this.
Attention, outdoorsmen, collectors, dealers, and anyone else who may be interested. It's finally here once again, St. Louis's second National Gun and Knife Show, Missouri's largest ever with over 1,500 tables of exhibits at the Kiel Auditorium this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 1st.